Good morning everyone and happy Friday. Welcome to a new episode of Sports Light. Let's not lose time. Today we start with something Luxembourgish and really dancey. Eislick with name. I know that the main event of the Luxembourgish week was the match between Luxembourg and Georgia for the Euro 2024 qualifier. But I tell you a secret, which is not a secret. I'm not live, it's 2 o'clock on Thursday, so a few hours before the match. While listening now, you probably already know the result. Hoping is a good one. Otherwise, just follow Ara City Radio, our daily news team will surely update you. So instead, we start with basketball and the finals of the National Cup that took place last Saturday. The Residence Valfernache won the Men's Cup, defeating the Sparta Bertrange 89-58 in a quite surprising final. These two were not the favorite teams. Valfernache won as a real underdog, especially if we consider that they had to face the defending champions of Etzella in the semi-final. Best players of the final: Leon Ayers, who scored 34 points, and Xavier Françoise, double-double with 18 points and 23 rebounds. Françoise, captain of Valfernache, was elected MVP. The T71 du Delange won the women's cap. They got the trophy, defeating the big favorite Grangewald, who came to the final still undefeated in the season. 70-64 was the final result. Mia Lloyd scored 24 points, Etute added 22 points and 12 rebounds. It is the third women's title in the history of the club from Du Delange. Still basketball, but we fly to the US. Why so? Well, because Anne Simon, the Luxembourgish playmaker of Maine University, led her team to the NCAA tournament thanks to the win against Vermont in the East America Conference. Simon is a real star. She was already elected Player and Defender of the Year, and now she's also the best player of the conference final. Differdon Du Delange was the big match of the last round of the Luxembourgish Football League. Differdon, top of the table, defeated 2-0 Du Delange, second in the standing. Goals of Jorginho and Rauch. Differdon is a step closer to the title. They are now 7 points ahead of Du Delange and Swift Esperange, who won 5-2 against Racing. In the relegation zone, important results for Monderkansch, 2-1 against Schifflange, and Kerjeng, 1-0 over Mersch. Schifflange, Monderkansch and Fola remain in the bottom three. Handball playoffs, the results of the third round of the Women's League. The leader Kerjeng defeated Differdon 33-24 and remained top of the table with 30 points, one more than Du Delange, who won 36-21 against Museldal. Surprising success for Esch over De Kirch, 25-24. Men's League, round number 5. Berchem won in Du Delange 39-35, while Differdon defeated Kerjeng 28-25. De Kirch lost 18-24 with Esch. Berchem leads with 34 points, followed by Differdon with 28 and Du Delange with 24. Last week we talked about the men's national hockey team that was playing in Division 3 of the World Cup in Kyrgyzstan. Well, Luxembourg came home with a bronze medal, which is a great result. Thailand won the competition, silver medal for the home team, Kyrgyzstan. Let's close with a round of applause for Vera Hoffmann, who set a new record in the road 10 km. Last Sunday in De Kirch, Vera covered the 10 km in just 33 minutes and 46 seconds. What a St. Patrick it was, a full Irish day. Ireland is again the Six Nations winner. Of course, we are talking about rugby. The defending champions got the back-to-back, a much-expected and deserved title. The team of Coach Farrell showed to be the best since round one. 4 wins, just 1 loss against England, 20 points in total, 5 more than France. Honestly, the gap between Ireland and the others was much bigger than 5 points. In the last round, Ireland defeated Scotland 17-13, France won 33-31 with England, and the astonishing Italy got another win, 24-21 in Wales. Final standing: Ireland 20 points, France 15, England 14, Scotland 12, Italy 11, Wales 4. On Sunday, we will discover who is the MVP of the tournament. There are 4 candidates: Bandy Aki, Ireland; Ben Earl, England; Duhan van der Merwe, Scotland; and Tommaso Menoncello, Italy. The best player will be chosen by the fans, so if you want to give your preference, go on the website of the Six Nations. Carlos Alcaraz and Iga Swiatek are the 2024 Indian Wells champions. Alcaraz repeated last year's success, defeating Daniil Medvedev in 2 sets, 7-6, 6-1. But most probably the highlight of the week is the semi-final that the Spanish, number 2 in the world, won against Jannik Sinner in 3 sets. Some of their plays became viral. Go to take a look, trust me, you will have fun. Iga Swiatek, number 1 WTA, got the prize by winning in 2 sets against the Greek Maria Sakkari, 6-4, 6-0. Still tennis, still USA. the Portuguese Nuno Borges, seed number 5, won the Arizona Tennis Classic, a challenger in Phoenix, defeating Matteo Berrettini 7-5, 7-6. Jasper Philipsen won the Milano Sanremo, the first big cycling race of the season. The Belgian of the team Alpecin won the sprint over Michael Matthews, Jaico Alula, and the big favorite Tadej Pogacar, team UAE. Philipsen has to thank his teammate and star, Mathieu van der Poel, who succeeded in stopping Pogacar's attack and perfectly controlled the pack till the final meters. For Philipsen, it's the first win in a classic. Women's Champions League and the results of the knockout stages. We had all away victories. On Tuesday, Chelsea won 3-0 in Amsterdam against Ajax. Goals of James and Nuskens, a brace for her. Lyon defeated Benfica 2-1, goals of Faria for Benfica, Dabritz and Cascarino for Lyon. On Wednesday, Aken Peugeot ended 1-2, goals of Cafai, Chawinga and Gaetino. Brankwiner Barcelona was a 1-2 as well, Kvamme for the Norwegians, Paraluelo and Dansen for the Spanish. In case you missed it, last Friday there was the draw of the men's Champions League quarterfinals and the concerning bracket. So, on one side we have PSG-Barcelona and Dortmund-Atletico Madrid. On the other side, the really tough one, Real Madrid-Manchester City-Arsenal-Bayern. We know also the quarterfinals of the other cups, some pretty matches in Europa League. Liverpool will face Atalanta, we have an Italian derby, Roma-Milan, Benfica against Marseille and Leverkusen-West Ham. Conference League, Fiorentina-Victoria Pilsen, PAOK Bruges, Lille-Aston Villa and a really hot Olympiakos-Fenerbahce. The madness, one step beyond. Why this song? Well, because it's time for the March Madness, the most important tournament in the season of the NCAA, the National College American Association. An event that literally captures all attention. It's full of dramas, surprises, history, show, a full American package, let's say. It's hard to predict the winner. According to the bookmakers, UConn, University of Connecticut, has a good chance to defend last year's title. Houston and Purdue following odds, do not forget North Carolina and Arizona. As mentioned at the beginning of the episode, the Luxembourgish Anne Simon will take part in the women's tournament, but University of Maine is not one of the favorites. The bookmakers see South Carolina, Iowa, USC and Texas as the most serious candidates. The tournament already began, but it's next week that we'll start to see the hottest matches. A full schedule for the motorsport passionate. Formula 1 is back, third round, Melbourne, Australia. Be ready to set a really early alarm. Qualifying will be tomorrow at 6 a.m, while the race is on Sunday morning at 5 p.m. Thank God, MotoGP will have more human times, let's say. We race in Portimao, Portugal. On Saturday, the MotoGP will open the qualifying at midday and will be back at 4 p.m. for the sprint race. The races will be on Sunday, Moto3 at midday, Moto2 at 1:15 and the MotoGP at 3 o'clock. The Superbike will race in Barcelona. Tomorrow, the Super Bowl at 1 o'clock and the Race 1 at 2 p.m. On Sunday, Race 2 at 2 p.m. as well. Cycling. This weekend we will discover the winner of the Tour of Catalonia, which started on Monday. So far, it's a Pogacar show. In 3 stages, he obtained 2 first places and 1 second place. Of course, he leads the general ranking. He already has more than 2 minutes on Mikel Landa and Alexander Vlasov. Still on Sunday, the Gent-Wevelgem will open the season of the Belgian Classics. The women's race will depart at 1:15 p.m, 171 km in total, 253 km for the men's race, depart at 10:40. Alex Kirsch and Nina Berton are the only Luxembourgers involved. Tennis, Master 1000 of Miami. The tournament started on Wednesday and will last till next weekend. All the best players are there, women and men. Swiatek, Sabalenka, Gauff, Rybakina and basically all the men in the top 10. We close with football, second leg of the Women's Champions League knockout. On Wednesday, Lyon-Benfica and Chelsea-Ajax. On Thursday, Barcelona-Brankwiner and PSG-Aken. This was the last news for today. Before leaving, let me remind you our website, rcityradio.com. See you next Friday. I wish you a nice and sporty week.